Hey everybody, welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 2092, Saturday morning. It is late morning. I have had a really busy night last night, up at 5:30 and back to back with clients for 5 hours and no break at all. And I still haven't had a break. So I've what my days look like so far is done all my programming for clients, all my sessions today were fantastic with clients. They really enjoyed it, got some really good outcomes today, which is good. Always feels good as a coach to be able to do that and leave people with a smile on their face. What I then do is I make sure that I keep my facility incredibly clean. Like it's super important to me that each person that comes in gets a Rolls-Royce, Ritz-Carlton type of treatment and experience, and that includes the surroundings, making sure that the floor is clean, that everything's disinfected and all that kind of stuff, and that everything just presents very, very well for each person. And when I'm back-to-back like that, it can be tricky. Like if somebody brings mud in on their feet, for instance, then I will go and clean the floor to make sure that that next person that comes in has a great experience. And it might sound silly, but it's those little things that dramatically matter in the overall scheme of people's opinion as to what it is that you're doing, the service that you're providing and so forth. So that's really important to me to make sure that I get that right. So once I've also finished for the day, I make sure that everything's clean. So for me, that involves just straightening everything up, putting equipment back into its right spot, cleaning floors, vacuuming floors, washing floors, disinfecting equipment, and then leaving that space so that I know that it's all done. So that has been done today. I have got I've got some cooking to do. I'm going to try a new dish either today, later tonight, or tomorrow. I might live to tomorrow, actually. I'm going to try that. And I've got a bunch of work that needs to be done, which I'm doing right now. The podcast is a part of that, but I always like to multitask. So I like to make sure that, say, I'm walking. I'm also doing my podcast. I'll go back and I'll post both the podcasts, and then I will get on with some of my meal preparation. I'm doing a couple of meal preps today. Well, I'll do the one I said for tomorrow. And so doing those things, right, doing the housework kind of chores and that kind of stuff, and just make sure I get that out of the way earlier on in the day so that I can then sit down and sort of chill out a little bit, because I've got a late night coaching session tonight that starts at 11 p.m. It goes for about 45 minutes to an hour. And so ideally on a Saturday night, I'd like to get to bed earlier so that I can have a really good sleep. It's my only sleep in tomorrow. I get up early tomorrow and do a workout. I'll do my own workout later today, and I'll do one tomorrow as well. I'll probably do today's before sleep dinner one. Tonight and yeah, so it's just, it's really, really action-packed. And so this morning, and I was thinking about this last night and just different conversations I'm having with clients and so forth, that the environment that we create for ourselves, which includes the people that we surround ourselves with, will really determine how successful we're going to be. Because there's a lot of toxicity out there. If you think about the way that people conduct themselves and their lives, from what you see, the internal conversations that people have with themselves are, quite bad. And I know this intimately because I used to have very toxic conversations with myself. And they don't take you anywhere apart from keep you where you are or take you down further. And so we need to learn how to change that. And I really do believe that part of what I work on every single day is making sure that I am putting my energy where it's deserved, putting the energy where it's going to be either matched or surpassed by someone else's energy. I will not spend either any or very much time at all with people that are going to be have less energy than me, or drag me down, or just, you know, that serves no purpose. So that's really important. But where we spend 24/7 of our time, even in our sleep, is with our own headspaces. And that's what I feel is a constant work to make sure that we are continuing to have the right sorts of communications with ourselves, to make sure that we are continuing to support ourselves, we are continuing to kick ourselves in the pants when we need it, to get that push along and to dig a little bit deeper. And part of that is also the conversations about who we're going to spend that time with. So what I think is really easy is for us to do nothing, to hang out with the wrong type of people, and to really not achieve our true potential. But it's that inner conversation that we have with ourselves, that inner standard, if you like, that we set for ourselves, that says, okay, I'm going to live my life with a better level of our values, beliefs, ethics, etc., so that you just don't go to certain places. So for instance, if there there's plenty of opportunities out there to do the wrong thing, right? Plenty of opportunities. And where those inner conversations with yourself come is to say, well, I'm just not going to do that. So it's easy for me to drink. I've never had I've had two drinks in my life when I was 21. Two drinks, that's it. Didn't like it, never again. So that was just a choice that I made, but it'd be very easy. It's easy to get access to, like where I'm walking right now. It's probably only maybe a kilometer walk, and I could be at alcohol if I wanted to. I have the finances to be able to buy the alcohol. It's very easy for me to be drinking alcohol and it be accepted by people that, oh yeah, you drink, so do I. What's your favorite drink, etc. But instead, I choose not to, because that's just the way that I want to live my life. The same with drugs. I have no idea where you would get them, but it would also be easy for me to just take, say, painkillers that are from the supermarket or the chemist or something where you don't need a prescription. It would be easy for me to buy heaps of those a week and just, you know, live off those and try and live myself in a certain state, or then try and find a connection to get something harder. It would be very easy to be able to do that if you were resourceful enough to go and do it. But I choose not to do that. I choose not to drink tea or coffee just because I don't like the flavor, and I don't want caffeine and all that kind of stuff. I choose not to drink soft drinks and all sodas, as call them over in the US. I choose not to do that. I choose to live a different standard for myself. And that only comes through the conversations I have with myself, to say, well, no, I'm not going there for, you know, ABC reason. That's not something that I want to do, so I don't do it. But it's easy to do those things. Where it comes to, I don't know, say having a one night stand, going out and having sex with someone. In this day and age, it's made very easy. There are many different apps out there where you can just jump on board and say, hey, is there anyone else out there that's in this area that wants to hook up with me tonight? And bang, there you go. It's all happening. So that's easy to do. Now, I have zero interest in doing it. Why? Because if I'm going to connect with somebody, I don't want to connect that way first. I want to have a deep relationship with somebody and get to know them on become best mates first. But that's just the way that I'm conditioned. So that's really important for me, to not go and, you know, be on those apps and do that kind of stuff. That's just not, it's not me. Now, of course, that doesn't make me right and everybody else that's on it wrong. It's just I choose to put my energy in a different place. And so we all have these opportunities, but we don't always know how it is that we should be, or who it is that we should be spending our time with, who we should be hanging out with, what are those conversations that we should be having with ourselves. And so I guess the easy test of that is to say, well, okay, is this moving me closer towards where I want to get to, or is it taking me further away from where I want to be? Is this person filling me full of energy, or is this person really detracting from what it is that I want in my life? Are these conversations that I'm having with myself, are these helping support me and helping grow me and help me push me outside my comfort zone and do the things that I know that I'm capable of that I haven't been doing? Are they doing that, or are they holding me back and saying, no, you just stay where you are, stay in your bedroom, stay in your home, don't call that person, don't go and do that, don't go and get some more skills to progress yourself, don't work on yourself, just stay where you are, don't go to the gym, don't go out and walk, don't eat healthily, just dial Uber Eats in and that kind of stuff. But those sorts of conversations are never going to help you reach your full potential. And until you get to that stage where you realize that you need to be having those different conversations with yourself, you're going to remain where you are or go backwards. So it never accidentally goes the other way. And this is what makes it so challenging, and also why there are so fewer successful people in the world. It's the bottom that's crowded, the top is not. And that's why I embrace all those things that are going to take me to the top, as opposed to the ones that are going to keep me down. Because I'd been down with those in my childhood, and it's like, you know what? This is the worst time of my life. I'm never going to come back to here again. I'm just going to do everything that I can to make my life amazing and live it on my terms, doing the things that I love to do, including what you would traditionally call as work. So I spent 19 years of my life finding what it is that I wanted to be doing for that rest of my life, if you like, which is what I'm doing now. But it was a heck of a journey and a career change to find it, but it was worth it. And it's only through the journey that I went that I am now the person that I am. And that's important to know too, because we often can beat ourselves up over where we are and how we perhaps haven't achieved where it is that we want to be. And maybe you catch up with somebody that you haven't seen for a long time, and you see that, wow, this person's got their life together, they're this, that and the other. And some of it can be real, some of it can be inauthentic, because people like to exaggerate where they are and how successful they are and all that kind of stuff. And then you can very easily get caught up in that comparison game. It's like, it really doesn't matter what someone else is doing. You can be excited for them, you can be inspired by them, and that's what you should be, as opposed to, all right, I want to drag them down so that I can feel better about myself, or make up excuses or explanations as to, oh, well, they're there because their family had money, or they're there because of this, or they're there because of that. You know, some of those aspects may be true. They may be true. But the reality is, no one becomes really, really successful unless they have a tremendous work ethic and, probably a great coach and or coaches and a lot of dedication behind them. It doesn't just magically happen. It only happens through that tremendously hard work. So it can be tricky to get caught up in that comparison game, and then that can inspire you, or it can also immobilize you. And we want to make sure that we are more on the inspired side of things than the immobilized, because the alternative is not great. If we can remain focused on what's going to take us to the next level, just remember that people are going to do that. Now, you've got to get the conversations right in your head, and then you've got to work at surrounding yourself with those right people. And you'll know what I mean when you're there. You'll know what I mean, because you'll feel it. And say, ah, yeah, this is what it feels like. And it's a continuous journey. You never get to, like, success doesn't have an end point, right? Success does not have an end, a final destination. Success is something that continues to evolve, because once you get to a certain level, you go to that next point. So, like, right now I'm walking up a hill. When I get to the top of the hill, that doesn't mean success ends. It means that, great, I was able to get up this hill. Now, I've got about 1.5 kilometers to get back home, so let's keep going. And that's a lot like your life. Okay, I've got 2 kilometers to get back home. That's what life success is about, continuing to set new challenges, new goals, and to keep moving yourself forward so that you can do that. And so much of it comes down to the conversations in your head. I had a very busy night last night and day yesterday. This morning's already been super busy. I've got a lot to do. I've done a lot already. I've got a lot to do still. And it would be easy for me to say, I've done enough today. I'm just going to sit down, relax, and do nothing. But instead, I choose to keep pushing to drive my greatness to an even greater level, because that's what's super exciting and important to me. So if you want the same, you've got to do the same. All right, that's my thought for the day. Have a great day, everybody. Stay healthy. I'll see you tomorrow.